Blog Talk Radio.
Never felt so ugly, pretending that he loved me. Sometimes it's just not money. Never had to afford me. Now I'm sick and tired. You just take it right. When I forgive you, you ain't here for dinner, like I'm a beginner. I loved you for your inner. And the next night is out there somewhere, but you won't dare, cause you're too scared.
Up to God, put my head in the sky. Losses after losses, I just wonder why. People think I'm tripping like my shoes untied. If it wasn't for the music, would've gave up now. Nah. I cry in the dark, that's why it seem alright. I know that I'm special, not the average type. It's alright to cry sometime. Gonna be okay, gonna be fine. We all gotta leave someday, yeah. And that's the scariest thing. death's the scariest thing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I come from real low, the bottom, from under, yeah. No food in my stomach, yeah. But the days are coming, yeah. Most my homie day, yeah. Hold up a three, do one anyway. Smoke, we high, meditate. She treat me like dinner place. I never go away, I never fade. Even when I die, all these people, they can never say. Keep on with the hardest and the smartest, a nigga on the market. All they hate, I be dodging. Leave it up to God, I know he gon' side, but I know that he will. All they flies, I know he ain't real. I wake up every morning, I knowin' if I'ma live, I'm trying to kill. Not a gun, but with my mind, know that I was born to be different. Hard head on, I ain't never had none on God. And now I never stop. I'm smoking and running the cars, don't even cut my pocket lock. I smoke so much, I can't feel pain anymore. Everybody said I changed, but they changed on me, Lord. I sit back and I reminisce, it's insane to me, Lord. Every time I have a problem, I run to you, Lord. I come back to you, Lord, you know I run to you, Lord. I come back to you, Lord, you know I run to you, Lord. Look up to God, put my head in the sky. Losses after losses, I just wonder why. People think I'm tripping like my shoes untied. If it wasn't for the music, would've gave up now. I cry in the dark, that's why it seem alright. I know that I'm special not the average time. It's alright to cry sometimes. Gonna be okay, gonna be fine, Lord. Yeah, you know
the blackness. Keep on. We'll be right back.
out my window. My nights are long and my days are cold, cause I don't have you. How can I be so damn demanding? I know you said that it's over now, but I can't let go.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're everything I need and more.
If only I could find you,
find a cool summer afternoon.
Yeah. Thought I saw you pass me. A rearview mirror's playing tricks on me, cause you fade away. Maybe I'm just hallucinating, cause my loneliness got the best of me and my heart's so weak.
Every day I wanna pick up the phone and tell you that you're
your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed into bank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death in life sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you. That is The Laughing Heart by my favorite, one of my favorites, Charles Bukowski. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queens Quarters of For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's topic is entitled Moments in Memory. We can't wait to hear your poetic perspective and honoring those that we've lost and just honoring life, taking a moment to enjoy those special memories that we share in this life that we all have. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zelina, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling beautiful tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling gracious. So
indeed,
much gratitude. You know?
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. Got to lead it with the gratitude for sure.
Yeah, how you feeling, Queen?
I'm feeling pretty good, very good. I'm enjoying tonight. I really enjoyed, you know, the invite by you and Poetic to join you guys on the East Side Connection on the Poetry Corner. That was a very dope experience. If you haven't checked that out yet, make sure you join them. Indeed. Yes, so really quickly, before we get started, I do want to let everyone know tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why the average when you could be what, King?
You could be raw.
That's right. And shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, for making this magic possible. I do want to let you know if you're listening online, if you'd like to join us, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that we can so you can be heard. Isn't that right?
I know that's right. That's right.
So tonight's topic, moments and memory. I've been, you know, in light of the fact that, you know, there have been a few fallen poets in the community who have been really closely related to Epiphany, and the poetic community is at large have been affected by the loss, and you know, so many people grieving. I do understand, and I thank you for bringing up a topic that gives everybody a chance to just take a moment and enjoy the memory of the people that we share this beautiful life with. And I think that that's what I'm taking for this topic. What about you?
I definitely feel the same way, Queen. And just recently, I just lost a client of mine, you know, struggling. And she just passed away Saturday, right after I left work on Saturday, 11 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, we always keep the prayers open for the families and the friends of our beloved ones that passed away.
All right.
You know, always right there on that card, you know.
True. Most recently, the poetry community has been rocked by the loss of Trisha Stansberry, a beloved poet that, you know, a part of the Epiphany family at one point.
Yes.
I didn't have the pleasure of knowing her, but I do see just like the, it's just rocked everyone. And it shows that, you know, there's a love in a community and this craft that we love so much that, that's very special, and the people that are a part of it, you get a chance to experience them in this life. You experience each person that you meet, you know? You don't get to take them for granted. They are an experience in your life, good, bad, or otherwise.
That's right.
You know? And I think that's pretty amazing, you know? So shout out to Trisha Stansberry. You know, may she rest in peace. But, you know, it's really brought to mind the idea of not only keeping in mind, and, you know, we say it often that we try to give one another the flowers while they're here. And I think that is something that we tend to do here in the poetry family, and especially in a family here on Epiphany Radio, on the Epiphany Radio Universe. But, you know, we experience that. I stick by that idea that we experience them. So, you know, in experiencing them, I would love to take a chance for everyone to tell us those beautiful moments and experiences that you shared that are, you know, you're in mourning. But, like, what experience that you enjoy, what that made that person special let's bring those pieces and those perspectives that illuminate that light that we want shared with those people, with the people that we love. I like that perspective of it. Yeah.
You know, and that's why it's important to always show the love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Give the love, receive the love, and love the love. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Life is too short out here for all the nonsense and everything. You know what I mean?
It really is. It really is.
Just don't forget who you are.
Right. That's true. And understand that you only get it, that you only get so much time here, and there's no time to take anything or anyone for granted. Make great the moment that you have here. You know,
make every day count.
You don't know how many you're going to get. Exactly. That's right. All right. So I would love, I always love for His Highness to kick the show off. So if you would please.
You want to throw my L.A. name out there, huh?
That's right.
You know, peace and love, diversity, and vibes. You know what I mean? Word up.
Right. King Divine. Yes, King Divine. So, do you have a piece ready to share with us right now, tonight?
Yes, I have a piece.
Okay.
This piece is titled Until Then. Some things can never be understood the way I feel. What you concealed was revealed in open fields. Now I'm down, my spirit uneasy with open thoughts. All the great times you brought will never be lost. Many conversations of our life involving people, places, and things. I still hear the angels sing so harmonic my joyful tears. Those memorable memories that are kept inside of me forever will be deeply held until I can't breathe. As your presence made a mark on your family and friends, there's going to be a special moment in time we meet again. Sure enough, I'm still hurt, but I know God called us home. As the filled seat on the throne is occupied, names are written down. Just knowing I will be loved here and after, it's my time. My voice will be remembered as my wings grow and shine. Yet all the wonderful experiences, even between the highs and lows, it's so hard to say goodbye when it's your time to go. And that's that piece.
Oh, man. That was awesome. That was a really awesome piece. A very beautiful tribute.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is there a specific person in mind that you had, or is it just a collective of loose loss that made you think of it?
It's just a collective. You know what I mean? Coming from the heart, mind, and soul.
True. I understand that. I'm digging that. I'm really digging that piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Queen, I know you have something in your royal chambers.
Yes, on grief, there is a piece that I have. Let me see. I'm sorry, my computer just glitched out on me. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Take your time.
Okay, I'll do this one. Okay. They should have met me before you left me. Back then, colors seemed so vibrant. Even my blues had silver linings. Had the world more perfect timing, you'd like to caught me really trying. I wish they could have met me before you left me, taking with you the best in me, making do with what is left in me, and doer over a hope for the future. I used to believe that I was complete until you took that missing piece. I look for you now in small things, no bigger than pictures, in the places I never used to allow my eyes to wander, in the silk masterpieces of spiders, the kerfuffle in a congregation of ants, the leader in a murder of crows, the first leaf in the wind dance to take flight. I remember you there in a way that escaped me in your presence. It's a part of you that I forgot to acknowledge before you left me. This may be the sweet and the sorrow of parting that Shakespeare warned us about. I look for you now in the small things, when bigger seems a mastery in misery. I feel you in your pictures, a sensation of missed embraces, a tingle in my senses like phantom stolen moments. It's a forever ago that makes me swallow, but I can't wallow here. In the known, you're gone, a sentence punctuated in a declaration that makes me feel you in your pictures, like missing seconds and second chances. These fixtures remind me of your missing, a feeling that I wish I could outrun, the way we did our youth, the way I did the signs. The folly is all mine, I'm mind melding into images, rendering the seasons salt, the likes of Lot twice. A cultivated existence where we live on in your image. In place of grief, my old friend, I feel it seeping in, insidious, akin to the sudden sight of an unkindness of ravens, suddenly darkening the horizon, blotting out the sun, ushering in a coldness in a room full of warmth. You settle in my bones, a frost around my heart. You settle in my shoulders like an old familiar scarf. A hug around my neck with a strangling effect that reminds me of the shackles that my third great-grandpa met. The harder that I pull, the tighter you seem to get, and I'm starting to remember just how dark it's going to get. You're an old familiar friend that introduced my hand to death. You chain one foot to self-loathing and the other to regret. You fill my soul with apathy, how quickly I forget that the rules of reciprocity give us how you get. I feel you in your pictures. It's the sweet and the sorrow of parting that Shakespeare warned us about. I look for you in the small things when the mountain is too much to hold on to. They tell you that it hurts like the first day every day, like the loss of a phantom limb. The hurt never seems to end. Remembering never seems to stop the hurting, central to every day. The trauma is the handicap on the soul. The soul never ends. We grow on. We grow old. We grow cold. We grow comfortable in its presence in a room. We silently scream for understanding, willing ourselves to live in a world we never wanted to envision. You are not missed. You are urgently missing, necessary in each new moment that you are missing from. I feel small, limbs heavy like wind-weary branches center, off-kilter storm, more difficult to bear now, roots polluted by too much self-soothing, disguised as retribution. This is a leeching of self-indulgence. This is how we drown, wallowing weak, shrinking, breathing into images, a folly of continuum in anticipation of new beginnings. They should have met me before you left me. Back then, colors seemed more vibrant. Even my blues had silver lining. Had the world more perfect timing, you'd like to caught me really trying. I wish they'd met me before you left me, taking with you the best of me, making do with what is left of me, and doer over a hope for the future. I used to believe that I was complete until you took the missing piece that lives on only in your pictures. And that's that piece.
All right, Queen, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Thank you.
Hey,
you well,
always,
I didn't make
always,
it too sad, but that
through,
is.
You know what I mean?
Thank you. That was just a memory of how we change over time when we lose people. But
yeah,
it wasn't too sad.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. All right, all right. So how about what do you suppose we do? Do you want to play a little music to uplift the mood, or you want to bring in our first caller?
Hey, we can bring in our first caller and then strike some tunes, you know what I mean?
Okay. All right. We'll do that then. So it looks like first up to the mic is our number one station manager here at Epiphany, the wonderful Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Poetic. How are you tonight?
Hey, 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 Queen Simmons, King Atterbury. I am doing great.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
How y'all tonight?
Amazing. You're doing great. Just great. Thank you so much for calling in. It's good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you for having me. What a dynamic show y'all starting out with tonight, man. Whew, amazing. I love the pieces.
Thank you,
bro. We appreciate the love. Thank you. You know, we're taking different perspectives from, you know, moments and memory and just giving a chance to reflect and on those moments with the people that, you know, we've lost recently, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tough time for all of us. You know, it's one thing to tragically just lose people. You know, I've been around death all my life. And it never gets easier. Let me just say that. But rest in peace to both of our dear fallen poet queens. They will be missed in the community. They will be missed in Epiphany. And, Yeah, it's just tough.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, but the joy in this life is the moment that we share with people. And, it, you know, that I feel is resonating. I didn't have the pleasure of knowing either of the poets that we lost, but just hearing the way that people spoke about them, it's like, you know, that those moments are so special and so important that they are the light that continues. You know, they say energy never dies, so we never truly die. We live on in those pieces of ourselves that we leave in one another, you know. So
definitely,
I think it's a great opportunity to appreciate the craft and how it allows us to express and enjoy those moments that we share with one another, you know.
Absolutely.
All right. So, while we're on this subject, I would love to hear a piece of your wonderful poetry, if you have a piece that you share with us.
I do. I titled this piece, Lost and Found.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. There are moments in my memory that remind me of something so sensory. Like the time I got lost searching for my forever. And then my right now showed up like a candlelight in the night, but I never knew I needed a relationship map to discard or wake me from my nap, tossing and turning in my sheets of despair, making my pain my lair, hiding out in caverns and tunnels of darkness, hoping for a glimpse of light to rescue me from a painful mess, wondering, will I ever smile again? If I do, when? I've spent countless hours and days trying to find exactly what wasn't lost anyway, but rather waiting to be discovered by my soul. Under the moonlight, I can see galaxy stars taking control, trying to guide me on a journey that will lead to the path lit just for me, hoping that my reality would soon become one of the most amazing love stories with a significant outcome, where I can learn to dance in the octaves of her voice, leaving me absolutely no choice but to fall helplessly in love with love again. Just like the misty rain, she kisses me on my cheek, looks me in my eyes for the peace that she seeks, and I can crumble up my map, for I'm no longer lost in this mousetrap. Yet I'm excited and anxiously awaiting for the moment I unlock her treasure that's waiting. Just for me. Just for me. From the mind of Poetic.
All right, bro.
So beautiful.
All right now. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
That line, though, I got lost in my forever, and my right now showed up. That, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that line.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And the idea of falling helplessly in love with love again after going through all of that, that's, Yes. 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 Absolutely. I love that piece. That
absolutely.
Was, mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You know what I love that I've noticed through your pieces is like there is an evolution of healing in it. You know, it's like, okay, it started out this way, then it, you know, didn't go the way that it did, but the optimism of wanting to love, fall in love with love again is the evolution of things. It's hard to heal from things like that. That's crazy. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I love the piece. I really did. I love the way
you
presented
it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. It is definitely, bro. You know what I'm saying? As I said, put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Lay it down, bro.
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean,
asking
you know,
shall receive.
With a closed mouth don't get fed, right? So, you know, at some
hey.
Point, you know, the universe has to listen and respond in kind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That part. That's definitely true. Oh, man. You put it down. You put it. Is this in your new book?
baby, know, the new book is full of erotic poetry. This one
Ooh.
Will end up in the next book, but that new book is full of erotic poetry, so there won't be anything about love in that book.
in the words of Tina Turner, what's love got to do with it, huh?
Yeah, what's love got to do with it?
Yeah, Poe out there singing that song, Kiss Me There, I Kiss You Back.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Yeah. But no, my new book, Ebony Collection, Volume 4, The Erotic Pen, it's full of erotic poetry. Some of the couples that have had the opportunity to read the book have said, hey, look, we've been having some amazing nights after we read some of this here work of yours. So I encourage everyone to go out and get you a copy. If you enjoy poetry, you know, hit me up. If you want an autographed copy, you know, I got you covered, you know. But yeah, Lulu.com, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. It's out there for everyone.
Why just cop the last one on out? You know what I'm saying? Cop all the whole collection. You know what I mean?
My man.
They're going to be disappointed. I know I got
there
all four.
Yes, sir. He has
That's
all four,
awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen. He's the man. I can't lie. He's the man.
Yes, he
Hey, I'm a fan
is.
Of poetry,
yes,
man. You know what I mean? Support.
That's right. Make sure. I'm coming for my signed copy. I am coming for it. And I want a nice little message. I hear that your signed copies come with a unique message for each person that gets them. And I can't wait to
I
see
ain't
it,
saying
I
what mine say. I'm keeping that for myself. That's proper.
That is the perk of getting the book, getting it autographed or getting it from me, is that each copy that I autograph has a scripted message for the intended purchaser. So, and no message is the same.
And I just want to say thank you, bro. I appreciate that. You know what I mean?
You're welcome, bro. Right. Morning.
See, now I want to know what it is, but I'm not going to be nosy.
Hey,
well,
what did DMX say?
All you got to do is just hit me up. You can get your own scribed copy. You know, what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Right.
And then
I'm not
going to
tell right. Nosy
people
get it all the
time. Right. Nosy people get it too. Okay. But when I get mine, I'm not going to tell you either. So there.
You're going to tell me anyway, so it don't matter.
You know, we'll take this. We're going to take this argument off the air, but for now, we are going to give you and we're going to let him give us a little bit of rundown of what he has going on and epiphany with his busy self before we let you go, if you don't mind.
Absolutely, yep. It'd be my pleasure. You can join me tomorrow night with the War Council hosted by Mojave. I'll be part of the War Council panel. Thursday night, I'll be on the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, that guy, that dude, Mr. DSP. I'll be, you know, co-piloting in that ship. And you know. And then, you know, I'll just be everywhere, everywhere where there's poetry going on in Epiphany, you know. We got poetry every night of the week, you know. Tune in,
okay,
you know,
okay.
Just pick a day, come
that's
on
right.
to, and just listen in.
All right.
And then,
you
of course,
on
Monday nights right before this show, I mean, if y'all missed Let's Talk Poetry Corner East Side Connection, man, what a dynamic show we had about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, that's right.
King Adberry and yours truly, and we had a nice little panel featuring Zuina, La Pearl, La Negra, and Brian. Oh, man, what a conversation about relationships. So make sure y'all tune in next Monday. But back to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you for that rundown. It is great to always tell your poetry. You can bring it from every different angle, and it always resonates with me. I love it. Love to hear it. Love you taking the time out to join us and share it with us. So, you know, we're
hey, Queen, I'm gonna tell you one of his secrets. You know he's down with the X-Men.
The what?
Say what?
You know he's down with the X-Men. I mean,
the X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
They got that, you know, they got that superpower and whatnot. Yeah, I'm going to expose you right now. So, yeah. He's down with some X-Men. Some X-Men dudes.
Yes.
I
can believe it. I can totally believe it for sure. All right. Okay,
Poetic.
Well, thank you so much. We love you. And we stand by, and we're going to we have some time. We'd like to bring you back in and, you know, hear your voice again. Let's see how it goes, if you don't mind.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
No doubt.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Whew.
The brother laid it out there. You know what I'm saying? Well, put it out there. Lay it out there.
He surely did. Always comes with that fire. Always comes with that fire.
That's
I love
right.
it. All right, I'm going to play a quick tune before we bring in our next call. Is that okay with you, King?
All right, hey, you know what I'm saying? What is it, man?
Yeah. you like your friends. Thought it would never change, but as time moved on, that ugly duckling grew up to be a swan. And now your chest burns and your back aches, because now the years are showing up on your face. But you'll never be happy and you'll never be whole until you see the beauty in growing old. You wanna heal your body.
Always puts me in a really good place. But
yeah,
dang,
that's
I love that. In order to heal your body, you have to heal your heart. You have to. I think that's the key.
You better believe it.
All right. That's right. All right. We want to keep this show rolling and bring in our next caller. It looks like next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own Queen Diva. Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, my love. How are you doing?
Thank you, Your Majesty. How are y'all doing tonight?
La Perla Negra is in the building.
Wow.
How are
beautiful
you doing?
Poetry, as always. I love this show, man. Y'all just, you bring out something in us that, your topics, they touch us, and everybody that comes mm-hmm. through brings these pieces that are just amazing. They really, really are, man. I love this show. I do.
I love it. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. We really do.
Definitely.
Man. Well, LaPerla, we're talking moments of memory. And, you know, just in the midst of healing, you know, I think that soothing balm is often to like just reflect, and I think that nobody mm-hmm. does it better than a poet to take it the time to reflect, and you do it better than a lot.
Man.
Your poem is a healing balm to me. It really is, because it's like it goes through the work of healing, and a lot of the poetry that you spit, I really appreciate that about your work. But so yeah, something great on the topic.
Yeah.
But,
Thank you so much. Oh, man. I never thought of it as that, but thank you. Appreciate
You're welcome.
That.
No, truly. It truly is. I was listening to your piece earlier on a, you know, on the East Side Connection, and I'm like, you know, you always know. It's like, but it's a lived and learned experience that you've learned how to put into your poem in a lot of different ways, and I love that. I really do. I want to just sit back and read your book. It's like one of those, I see you having a diary or a journal that features your inspirational poetry. That would be so live. That really would. We got to get that
well,
on the show.
I'm going to put that out there in the universe. Thank you for that.
And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that behind the scenes, but while we have you on, I'm sorry, King, did you have something to say?
Nah, I was just saying LaPerla is dope. She already knows. You know what I mean?
Yes, she is.
We always enjoy listening to some fly pieces on that. You know what I'm saying? Just the flow and everything and the style on it. You know what I'm saying?
That's
it's always invigorating. You know what I mean? So,
it
yeah.
is. Wow. It is. So knowing that note, how about we give you a chance to bring one of your wonderful pieces to the mic for us? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I was writing this mm-hmm. before the poetry corner, and I didn't get mm-hmm. a chance to finish it, but I added a little bit more to it. It's not quite the ending that I wanted, but I can always add some more later on, but I'll give you what I got.
Okay. All right. I love an evolution.
When
you're ready, the mic is yours. Yes.
Thank you. This is untitled. Every once in a while, throughout our lifetimes, the universe will get your attention. And sometimes it's with a blessing that simply will not just pass you by. You show your gratitude and appreciation by treasuring the gift given and the fact that you were actually able to recognize that blessing. But the universe also has this way of showing you that nothing is permanent, that our time with everything will be over one day. We will all have that last time, that last day, last word, that last moment, that last with someone, something, someplace, sometime. We tell ourselves we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but we're never truly ready. We do adjust. Now, these past few weeks, the universe has proven that fact about time well spent on precious few. It should not be taken for granted, because we've had to learn how to adjust to having some of our beautiful spirits of light removed from being right in front of us, to being placed above us. Life is still happening, still beautiful. We will heal, and they will always be our forever existing might. And that's that piece.
You see what I mean?
Breathe in and breathe out, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh
my gosh. I love the part where you said time well spent with precious few should not be taken for granted. That is the key. That is the key. This piece was, like I said, look, this one too. This is going in there. The one you said earlier and this one. We gonna put this together because I think you can help so many people just by learning how to deal with adversity in such a spiritual and grounded way, and you bring that poetically so wonderfully. And it's, we gotta put this out here. We gotta come on, King. We you got my back. We about to.
I got your back on it.
We about to bully her into the bookstore. We about to bully La Perla Negra into the bookstore.
Thank you.
That's
oh,
what
my goodness.
Put it out there. Let's go. Let's get it. You know
yes,
I mean?
Do it. Let's do it.
That's,
oh, man.
That's right.
I love it.
And you know what they say, do it till you're satisfied.
Right. Let's do this. I really see
Thank
that
you.
Because you don't real talk, and while we give people flowers while they're here, the way that you pour into so many people, you are a light worker, and I am so thankful for you and your work and the way that you present it and share it and live it. Because, you know, you guys hear her poetry on the air, but she actually lives the words that she speaks, and that's what I think makes it so much more powerful and resounding to me. So I love you for that. I love you for that, sister, for sure.
I love you.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Sis, you already know. Nah, man.
Yes.
I know.
My body and spirit. My left body and spirit, baby. You know what I mean? Keep doing you, being you. You know what I mean? So,
For sure.
Oh, man. Thank you. Can I ask you guys a favor, though?
Sure.
If you could bring me back a little bit later, I'd like to read Mr. Metaphoria's piece.
Definitely. I love that.
Yes.
Beautiful piece, like I told him. Yes. Come back and repeat and throw that in the air.
Absolutely.
I love that. And it shouts out to Mr. Metaphoria, you know.
Right.
Big guy with a big heart, very loving soul, and we appreciate you. You know, you taking the time to do what you did, even though we love you. We love you, but yes, for sure. And thank you so much for doing that, Danielle. That's wonderful. We definitely will come back to you and take a few calls.
And look, I'm gonna say it in his own terms of endearment in his voice. Yeah, love you, Negro.
That is his tagline. All right, but you know, as is customary around here, now that you spit your piece, I do want you to have an opportunity to let everybody know what La Perla Negra has going on in the Tiffany Radio universe before we let you go.
Okay, all right. Well, let me start with Saturday. It'll be alternating Saturdays with Just Jay and Gina Storm show. I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation, or you could just sit back and, you know, listen to some smooth grooves from my playlist. Alternating Friday night, I am one half host of Iron Sharpens Iron, and I co-host with Anonymity, and that is from a Royal Pens perspective. Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, and I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Now, since it's 2 days away, I'm going to give y'all the topic. Okay. What we want to know is, what is the deepest someone has ever taken you into ecstasy?
All right now. You want LA to come through, huh? Lord Atterbury. So break it down. It was very last compound.
Uh-oh.
I will have that piece ready in the morning for the nighttime.
Okay.
I mean, Wednesday morning.
Okay.
I'm there. And I ain't leaving no names off the clipboard. You know what I mean? I'm putting it out there.
We're expecting you. It's definitely a mic waiting.
Just say, "Oh Lord," and I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm done.
When you say, "Oh Lord," I'm on fire.
You know, I'm cracking up.
You ain't right. You are not right. Thank you very much. Back to
you
guys.
Welcome, sis. We always appreciate the love when you come through. You know what I'm saying? Word.
We love you.
We love y'all too.
One love, one mic. You are a mess, sir.
That's what the women be saying.
Oh, Lord, huh?
Oh, Lord. Here I am. You need something?
Oh, God. I can't. You got my cheeks hurt. Okay. You're a piece of work. You are a piece of freaking work. Okay.
Hey, Queen, let's break it to a song right now.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Yeah, let's break up the monotony.
All right. It caught me off guard there a little bit, but let me see.
You know, we always get out here in these streets, no matter what.
Indeed.
Hey, They know who we be.
When they ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to tell them I'm golden. That's my new thing, King.
Golden, golden, indeed. Never staying frozen because I know that I'm golden.
All right now. All right. Put that to wax. That sounds like
never
it's coming together.
Never staying frozen. I'm golden forever. Feel me?
Yes. Indeed. Indeed. I love it. I need to come together as a piece.
Come on, Queen. Come on, Queen. You know you're from New York. You know what I'm saying? Skate away from New York. You know how we do, baby. You know what I'm saying? We light it up.
I mean, yes, we do.
Hip-hop and poetry, perfect combination. Stacey Lattice.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's how
what?
We do it in these
Maybe
parts.
Stacey Lattice and Johnny Gill in this joint. You know they had royalty on their belt. You know what I mean? All them perfect
yes.
songs. You know what I mean? Word.
All right.
And we
got okay.
we gotta do another collaboration, too. You know what I mean? Fire
it up. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know what the topic
talk,
is. I need some inspiration.
Don't
I've
talk
been a
on
slow
air.
On
don't
pen.
Talk on air. We got to keep that disclosed. You know what I mean? We talk outside
okay.
of the forum. You know what I mean? Word. We're going to knock two out. Let's do two books. We're going to knock it out. Yeah, you know how I do
okay.
my books. Two at a time. And when yeah. We're going to do this two, twice. You know what I mean?
All right. I try to keep up with your music, though, because I don't know when you sleep, yeah. because you work two jobs, and then you write.
No,
so
excuse
much.
Me, Queen,
and
Queen, Queen,
have...
Queen,
mm-hmm.
Queen, Queen, mm-hmm.
Three jobs. See?
Three jobs. I'm half Jamaican.
How many books? I was about to say one job, but I know that's like
five
in cancel
shows,
culture. I'm trying to get.
Look, five shows, 22 books, three jobs.
Shit, like make your legacy while you're here, sir. Look,
I'm in communication with God. Not everything's in God's hands. You know what I mean?
Yes, I love that.
It ain't about
that.
Me and when I. It's about the culture. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about leaving a legacy behind. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah, I don't care about me.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
You know, my children come first. You know what I mean? So, you know, I leave things
right.
behind for them when it's my time. You know what I mean? So, you know, but we're going to do them things, though. Them two things, we're going to do that. You know what I mean? We're going to knock it out of the box.
Yes, we are. And while we move forward and bring some more poets in and keep this party real, I just want to remind anybody listening online, the dial-in number here is 319-527-6300. And just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear your beautiful poetry and your perspective.
I know that's right.
I can't wait to hear what everyone brings to the air. Looks like we have a few callers. I want to make sure that we give everyone the time, attention to express themselves. So we're going to open up this next mic if you are ready.
That's right.
Okay, it looks like the next caller is our newest Epiphany brother, Josh J. Good evening, Josh J. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Jerry King,
oh, Lord.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on with y'all, man? I've been listening to the show, man. Been vibing with y'all. Y'all been up here talking about Stacey Lattice and all that type of stuff I'd be liking to hear about.
Oh, man, don't worry
That's
about
me.
All that. You know what I'm saying? You paying attention to the wrong stuff, man. That's an inside thing with me and Queen, you know what I mean? Word.
I no longer like it, man. It's that cool. Y'all can
have
it.
We talking about
no longer like it.
Yeah.
Listen.
What's good, bro?
Queen,
yo, welcome to the family. I was loving what I was hearing on Saturday, even though I was in the circle of, you know, things going on at work. But I love what y'all doing with you and Gina. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. I didn't think y'all had showed up. I mean, I was like, man, the king and the queen
didn't even
show up, man. I said,
I
let me go on ahead and take a knee right quick.
I was popping in and out, but I couldn't get on the air.
I was at work.
Y'all sound good together. I tell you that much.
What was that, bro?
Here we go. I said, y'all sound good together.
Oh, we have a bond.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have a bond.
But
it's deeper than rap.
Oh, man, that's pretty deep. Congratulations.
And I was down in the bottom, in and out. I heard the show, but I was dealing with a couple of things on my end. But I did try to come through and hear, and, you know, you guys have a special chemistry, too, that I'm loving it.
That's
know,
right.
That you guys bring to it. You know?
It's like a marriage.
Yeah, it's like Thumb and JJ, Red Fox and Esther.
Oh, God.
It's more like a marriage that was reborn. You know what I mean? That's the essence I get from it. A marriage that's reborn. Right. Like, y'all ran off to Vegas, got married, and whatnot. Now y'all telling the world
what?
Your story.
Wait a minute.
You know what
pop your brain.
No, I'm just saying the vibe. I'm talking about the vibe.
Your pants is worn out.
Huh?
Your
yeah,
pants are worn out,
vibe,
sir.
My brother. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, yeah, we here. Y'all are always so joyful and everything like that. So that vibe is very special.
Some of that stuff be for real now. Some of that really be for real.
Oh, okay, well, you know.
We might be laughing and joking, but, you know, at the same time, we're snaring at each other, so.
Oh,
okay. Well, you know, I ain't want to pry in somebody else's private business.
But
okay,
at least, you know, you guys got in the same room, so it's not going to get violent, so.
Right.
But it's a beautiful
it has been wonderful. It's been amazing. Making that up.
But
you know,
bro, you know,
you can always count on.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying, we talking about the moments of memory, you know what I'm saying? So we just putting ourselves in that vibrational state. You know what I mean? Like to initiate the warmth and the candor and the compassion that's coming from our heart from the experiences of different people and the love that's presented out there. You know what I mean? So that's what we had tonight.
I feel that too. You know, this is something that, you know, we've all had to deal with, unfortunately. My thing about mourning is everybody does it differently. There's no set way to do it. There's no set time to do it. But one thing that we do want to remember is that we have to take care of the living as well.
Absolutely.
Most of the time,
if
the people who pass, if they really loved us, they want us to go ahead and do that as well. They want us to go ahead and succeed and thrive.
That's true. That's very true. I have to keep that in mind. Sometimes it'd be difficult to keep that as effective, but that is the foundation of it. That's true. I love that perspective.
It'll probably be hard to keep in mind.
Yeah.
But Jay, with that being said, I would love to hear a piece of your wonderful poetry. Do you have a piece ready to share with us?
I don't have no wonderful poetry, but I make do.
Oh, man. Okay, we're going to be humble. All right.
My brother, the mic is yours.
It is.
I appreciate y'all, King and Queen.
All right. You people coming through.
Yes, sir. This is one of my early pieces that I had wrote. Once I got done with rap, I really didn't know what to write about. I had wrote about so much death and stuff like that. I had wrote a piece called Life is Precious. I don't know how long it took me to reach to write this piece fully, but it was some months. Once the life goes out, you can't put it back in within the vessel in which you were nestled. Your armor when you tussled, your embracer when you cuddled, your everything when you hustled, and your dungeon when you are troubled. And these conditions are subtle. A prick could bust the bubble. But to endeavor, like the shuttle, and not pop a corpuscle, now that's the true struggle, making something out of rubble. A better man stands before you humbled, having ran and fumbled. Fly is brundle, but like a burglar, I bungled. That's past tense, and I still may stumble. Humility exerts with no muscle. An untainted reality allows one to see evidence of the divinity all around thee. And we, the families, like withered trees, the oceans in my blood share the same salinity. The plants are the lungs to breathe, respiration as it grows, blows a breeze, a sneeze, as grows a ragweed. Crimes against God are cancer in thee. We need help. Just don't inconvenience we and keep it quietly. Got plenty, but the heart needy, greedy. And we must behave violently, especially to those who would love we. Fetch an iron mask, for we are ugly. As a blind man should see, it should not be so easy for we to be we. Ignorant to our own blasphemies, oh, why we make bastard of we. Every time that we deny the Father eye to eye, open we leave we. It's all Greek to me. So I say, c'est la vie. Please forgive me. I did not mean to be we. Poem.
Wow.
Okay, bro. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Appreciate y'all.
That was amazing.
Great. Great how you lay it, brother. Great how you lay it.
The line that caught me was when you like a better man stands before you humbly after all of the preceding lines and emotion. And when you say humility exists with no muscle, and the fact that you were able to rhyme corpuscle amazes me before we go anywhere with it. Your word usage is so complex, even for it to be, you know, before your most recent poetic evolution. You know, it's just, oh, this is brilliant.
I'm just really learning how to deliver those pieces now.
Hey, man, the pieces are meant to be delivered the way God intended them to be.
My man.
Everything is divine timing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I've been waiting. I'm glad of the opportunity I have with Epiphany now. This is, it was unexpected. But, you know, at the same time, we've been here, like, for a long time. You know, I was co-hosting with Murder for a minute with J-Rob and Van. And then the latest dynamic duo was me, for real, and the crew and the rest of everybody on the Monday thing. That was... So I've been around for a minute. Somebody was calling me newbie. I was like, wait a minute. I remember when you first came on. What you talking about?
Right.
I'll be a newbie.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe it's a wrong word choice, but, you know. I do. I remember when I first came on the scene. So, yeah, you've been doing your thing.
Oh, I had took a hiatus. When I came back, you was here. I'm like, who this?
That's Queen Simmons on like.
Yeah.
Right. And then I had met you about the same time. I'm talking about when y'all was over there on Poetry Corner. That's when I had like really got introduced to y'all, because I had left for about a year. Yeah. And went ahead and decided to come back to test the waters out.
Well, you know what? Let us reintroduce ourselves. King Atterbury and Queen Simmons on
that. Hey, man, just stay over here. Nothing dramatic about these things over here. I'm just plain Jane. Just trying to go ahead and find me a lane.
Nah, that's what's up. Yo, bro, let everybody know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Last Saturday.
Epiphany Universe, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Last Saturday we had our inaugural launch, and it's we're gonna be biweekly, but we got asked to go ahead and do a fill-in, and we were honored to go ahead and do that. So we'll be back next Saturday. We're counting on the poets to help us to build this show. We're gonna be talking to you guys. We're really gonna be talking. You know, everybody gonna get a little mini feature. So y'all come with y'all pieces that y'all want to actually discuss. And we will discuss your pieces, and we will also get a chance to discuss you as well.
That sounds dope. I love that. Okay. All right. Can't wait to hear. Well, Jesse J, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for taking the time out to join us on this Monday night. And we will be sure to tune in on Saturday.
Appreciate that.
And see what you guys got going on and put the candles between my toes, because you know how you like to do. You don't walk away from a Just Jay experience with the same perspective of your poet that your poem that you had before.
We're
going to
keep on
getting crazy
and weirder. Until we say, like, all right, maybe last week was crazy. No.
Nah, Queen, I tuned in for an hour. I heard some things on that. And they're doing a good job on that. So,
Wallace going to be here with us this Saturday. He going to guest host with us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wallace.
Going to be insane.
I love his poetry, too. Oh, man, I can't wait. That's going to be dope. That's really going to be dope. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure
that you tune in.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying he's strong as an ox. I got to keep my eye on him.
Oh.
Gonna take over the show.
Okay.
It will be at 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. 319-527-6300. Come on in, check us out. We're gonna be trying to do something a little different. We're gonna try to uphold the Epiphany thing, the credo. And for real, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. All right. All right. That's wonderful.
I'm glad.
Well,
I like to talk.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the love and support. One love, one mic, JJ.
One love, one mic, brother.
Y'all be easy. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
I just saw him doing the slide to the back as he said that with slippery bottom shoes on. You do your thing, Justin. We love you. Thank you for coming through.
Slide, slippery slide. What you going to do when the five ride by?
That's right. Okay, we have a few callers, and we're nearing almost 10:30. So we're going to keep this party rolling and bring in our next caller.
Yeah.
Looks like, next up on the mic is our favorite Canadian, Lady A. Lady A, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. It's wonderful to hear your voice. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks. How are you? It's a great show.
What's up? Hey, thank you. We appreciate that. What's good? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Trying to finish up for Christmas and doing some writing and,
Hey, the world is the world, you know what I'm saying? Word.
Yes,
I really like the topic we have tonight, too.
Yes, I love it. I like the way King takes things and make it so that you can come to it from different perspectives. You know, it's not just limited to one particular thing. It's like, you know. So this topic is no different. Moments of memory. And, taking the time out to.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I'm saying to appreciate the those moments that we enjoy and shared with the people that we may have loved and lost in the past. So I think that's what he was trying to bring from it. But how that presents itself poetically can come from a billion different perspectives. So, you know.
True facts.
Well, this topic brought with a memory that I'll never forget in my life. I wrote this poem in 2017. It's based on a true story about a patient that I had, and he was a pianist, and so I called this Ivory and Ebony Memories, and it goes like this. He sat silent, hour after hour, vacant eyes, flat affect, unable to speak. Days were eternity, staring at the walls, wheelchair bound, pushed up and down halls. What little communication came from us, nursing staff. Some forgot he was a man and spoke on his behalf. His mind had melted like Salvador Dali's, the persistence of memory. Or is he trapped inside? He had been a professor, a proficient pianist, Surely he missed his music. The thought had me obsessed. Sunday afternoon came a piano recital. Professor was the audience. He was entitled. Fingers graced the ivory classic Bach Beethoven from the keys to his ears. Eyes awakened. Face animated. He leaned closer. Cheeks flushed. Straight his shoulders. Like a dam broken, spilling the lake behind, tears flooded over. Memory awakened his mind. Past silence, past vacant stares, they are not their condition. Minds are trapped, but they are there. I speak to their memory like my musician. End poem.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
That was definitely deep. You know what
Yo.
I mean?
Thank you. This was a day I will never forget. We had a gentleman that would come in on the weekends and play piano for all of the residents at the time I was working in a nursing home. And he was, as I said, a proficient pianist. I asked this guy if he would come and play just for him one afternoon, and I said, I just feel like he would respond to the music in a personal way. So he agreed with it, and I went down and got the gentleman and brought him right up by the piano, and fellow that was playing the piano. He did such a wonderful job, and this professor, he awakened, and in the end, he was crying, and I know when you look at people like this, you think they're dementia or they're Alzheimer's. It's not who they are, and I really do believe that they are trapped in there. They just can't speak, but it's there, and these things remind them of who they were. This is one of the most beautiful moments I ever had in my career, and yeah. It was wonderful.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And you captured the moment so, so beautifully. I can just, it played in my head like a silent movie, just seeing this person and just imagining and caring enough to take an observer's view and say, and wonder where he is, and then to take an opportunity to help him to find that thing that was lost inside of him. And when you said, they are not their conditions,
yeah,
that just put it into words, you know. And the part where you said some forgot that he was a man and spoke on his behalf, it's like you almost forget that they are still the people that they were. And just to see,
yeah,
and to hear his face and his magic reanimate from reconnecting to that. The way you wrote it, your explanation was understood, and just how well animated this piece was. This is so such a perfect experience to capture, and it had to be amazing to be a part of it. It just like reminds you of your humanity in the most amazing way. It had to, because it just did that for me as I was listening to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, coworkers, and they used to make fun of me because I was very involved with my patients, and in some way or another, on a personal level, like trying to reach out to them so that, you know, whatever their situation was, they would feel safe or comfortable or feel like somebody cared most of all. But this man here was... It was just an amazing, amazing experience.
And you said the name of this piece was Ebony and what was it? Ebony and Ivory.
It's Ivory and Ebony Memories, referring
Ivory
to the keys of the piano.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Ivory and Ebony Memories. Beautiful, beautiful. Very well done. Very well
Thank
done.
Thank you so
I
much.
This.
Do you want me to put it in the
Thank
room?
Thank you for
or?
Bringing it. Please, please, because I know that King might, you know, this might resonate because he works with people in similar conditions, right? So I think that's why
yeah,
he's probably
facts.
Very touched by it right now. And and to have someone in my life that's suffering from dementia right now, and it just holding on to their humanity is such an important thing that I think this can remind people of. So I definitely would love for you to share it with us. I'm sorry, King, were you about to say something?
No, what I was about to say is, no, I'm touched by an angel every time I go into work and take care of the patients, but I never grab a hold of the emotions until I leave out of there. You know what I mean? The work must still be done. You're still out there doing God's work. So you know, I never get formally attached like that. But I always hold prayers deep for the family and the friends and whoever was close in tune with the people. You know, but dope peace, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, to gravitate to that energy, and when it takes a special person to be that way. So, you know,
one must
come about. Yeah, no doubt.
Yes, indeed. That shows the capacity of your heart in such an amazing way. Again, Lady A, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And if you would put it in a room, I would greatly appreciate it because I really want to read it again. And I would like to share it, if you don't mind, if that would be okay with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank
well, thank you
for
that
topic, and thank you for allowing me this this moment to share with you. Because
Oh, you are most welcome. You are most welcome. Oh, thanks again. We appreciate the love and support. One love and one mic, Lady A.
One love,
thank
one
you.
Mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Oh, man, that was so beautiful. It really was. Oh, all right. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next. Oh, what could we have in queue next up? Are you ready for our next caller? I know that he's going to have so much to bring to this topic. It is the man that makes all this magic possible. For real, the poet. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters, boss man.
Hey, baby.
What's
hey,
going
baby.
On, boss?
Hello, King and Queen, your highnesses. How are you all?
We
good,
are
man.
Well.
Good. We hope we're doing you justice on the show. You know?
Hey, you're doing that. You're doing a great job at doing that. The vibration is of that right here tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad
you're
enjoying the
that.
Show. Yes, and we appreciate hearing your voice, you know. It's good to have
you,
on the show.
Thank you.
That's great to be always.
Yes. Great to be here.
All right. That's good. So tonight we're talking moments of memory, and we are, you know, reflecting on the lives of those who we have who are no longer with us, namely, you know, the poets that were lost in the community recently, Ms. Stansberry, True Sister. And we would love to hear, you know, your perspective and what you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, my heart goes out to the family of Lovitz. I'm going to say a couple of names. Shamar Honey, Shaw, Angela Sun Toucher Patterson, Sister Taraji, a.k.a. Trisha Stanberry. They will all be truly missed, you know. I'm just thankful to have been surrounded by so many in the community. It helps to ease the pain, you know, but just like the theme of this show tonight, memories and moments.
Yes.
You know, they remain.
Absolutely. They do. They do, for sure. They do. And, you know, and that is very true. That's very true. Well, we'd love to hear your poetic perspective on the subject of moments of memory. If you have a piece that you'd like to share with us.
Sure, I do.
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Memories. Memories paint the picture of how things were when we were. Like when times were. Pause. Thinking. Just thinking, recanting, reflecting, reminiscing. We used to rock the mic together, spit fire together. We used to harmonize, take lyrics, transform them, and sing them in between our pieces. From show to show, we used to go. Our cell phones was our microphone, and we couldn't wait to flow. Poetically, those spoken words that we used to rehearse, waiting for the host to start the show. And you knew you were there, right there, after you heard the sound of that English lady saying, welcome to Block Talk Radio. Our own show we began to host, inspirational, keeping it real in the midnight hour at Epiphany Radio. Memories paint the picture of how things were when we were. Pause. Reflecting. Reminiscing. Just thinking. How we became family. All the love shared live on air. We lived, laughed, and loved there. And now the curtains come down. Silence. It whispers. This hollowed sound. You're no longer around. A better place you found. You spit for the Most High now. But your cadence, it's still with us. It echoes, and we're going to keep you lifted. I can still hear it, and it feels like you're still with us, and it makes me want to rip shit, grab the mic and spit shit, take some old lyrics, and you know, the ones that I know you love, and reconstruct them and replace them in my pieces. Midway through, I'd sing one to myself to keep me calm from this rush. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday. See, sis, you're not really gone. This mic here will always be yours, and the memories, the moments in time, mine. Tabaji, Angela, mine. Memories paint the picture of how things were when we were, like when times were. Good. Memories for real. In peace.
Beautiful piece, Larry. Beautiful.
That was dope.
Love within the remembrance. Love within the remembrance.
Yes. Oh, yes. What a beautiful way to remember. Oh, that was so beautiful.
You said you
spit for the Most High now. I love that idea, that they're still continuing to share the craft from beyond. And, you know, but your cadence lives with us. I love that. That is the gem that I take from this, that it's a part of them that lives with us and is a part of their poetic self that continues and ascends to a higher place. And to be loved on and remembered the way that you remember her. That was very, very beautiful. Thank you so much, for real.
Yeah, beautiful piece.
Thank you all for putting on this show tonight. You know,
welcome.
It's therapeutic. And I love it. And I love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you too, boss man. We appreciate you. And thank you for bringing pieces like this to remind us, you know, what the pen is capable of, how much you can experience and go through and bring out a gem. You know, you took on the pressure in order to bring the gem of the poetry, just knowing, and I know I probably only know a tip of the iceberg of exactly the real experience that makes up for real, but even what I know and knowing how much of that goes into what you write, how many of those gems and diamonds that we can just stick in our pocket and take with us in order to become better poets and better at this. Thank you for that. I appreciate that in you. I really do.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah,
my brother.
Appreciate you, man. Word up.
Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, one love, y'all. One mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you so much. All right, before we go to the next caller in queue, since we are around an 11:42, I would like to get a chance to hear that piece that was really dope piece that we heard and was shared for us by our brother, Mr. Metaphoria, you know,
right.
That Danielle was going to present for us. So I'm going to give her the opportunity now to go ahead and bring that piece back. All right. La Perla Negra, are you still with us, my dear?
I am. Kind of nervous. Right. I hope I can do this piece justice, Lord. Let me sit up. Oh, my goodness.
This is gonna be okay.
Listen, may the spirit of side of the mountain be with you as you
it's gonna be all right.
Embody. That part
man.
Of him, bring that with it, let it drape it over your shoulders and embody him, because that's a dope piece, and it shows how big his heart is, and with your light and his work, I know it's going to be a beautiful experience, so we're going to get on out of the way and give you a chance to present it. Shout out to you, Mr. Metaphoria, for this piece. Danielle, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. How could I say goodbye? When I felt Hollywood was awaiting us together, but the sands of time, wait a minute now, I'm sorry, I don't want to be so long, I'm sorry, let me start over, I was in a different spot. All right, here we go.
Take your time, sis, take your time.
How could I say goodbye when I felt this was all a horrible nightmare and tomorrow the sun would shine anew? I would look up and see you. But tomorrow came again and again, yet still no sign of my best friend. Nothing more than searching for reasons to smile once more. A laughing facade, but broken inside. For hours upon hours, I cried and cried. So many different emotions felt. Anger and sorrow with multiple crying shoulders to borrow, but not a word could I speak. Could only weep, reminiscing of yesterday, every yesterday before April 17th, 2020. Each and every one of them filled with joy, but everyone after has felt null and void. I never thought losing a friend could hurt so much. Numerous lives you've influenced and hearts you've touched. I never thought it would come to an end. You were so much more than a friend. You were my brother from a different womb. We would always say, from the stage to the tomb, that there was so much more ahead. I just can't get that dreadful morning out of my head. How could I say goodbye when I felt Hollywood was awaiting us together, but the sands of time expired without warning? There was so much I learned from you, but so many more lessons for you to teach. Stage was your pulpit, and hot damn, you'd preach. I looked up to you, and when I told you, you said, I ain't shit. We both laughed, but I knew you just didn't know how to bright your light shine. I know you. We both laughed, but I knew You just didn't know how bright your light shined into my life. You taught me everything I know about the stage. That life of bright lights and giving the gift of light into the lives of others 20 minutes at a time. Time. If only I could have 20 more minutes of your time. I'd ramble off these thoughts in this jumbled mind of mine and say in return, okay, now let's come up with something for this for the next show. How could I say goodbye to the man who kept every promise made? If only you could have promised to never go away. If only I could rewind time back to the day before you walked through heaven's door, I'd tell you so much more. I'd pick your brain so much more, and we'd laugh just the same so much more. If only we could have done so much more, the ideas we pondered about. Now there are days I just wonder about. And I hear your voice saying, as only you could say, nigga, make them laugh. And I try my best to do just that. How could I say goodbye? Well, I don't want to let go. Forever holding on to the memories of the miles of highway we traveled together, filled with laughs and jokes that we couldn't ever remember. The memories. Memories of yesterday accompanied with tears of today, unable to share any of these words until today. Today I accepted the fact that reality is I must tell you goodbye as you have taken the stage at the comedy club in the sky. Today was the first day I felt closure. Today was possibly the first day of many to come in which I don't break down when I don't receive a morning call. Maybe today made sense of it all. Yesterday I feared what today had in store, but today made me finally accept the truth that tomorrow wouldn't include you physically anymore. But in my heart you'll live forever. How could I ever say goodbye? I understand now I never will. I'll just say see you later to the greatest comedian to ever do it. You always were and always will be the greatest of all time to us all. I hope you knew it. Love you, bro. Woo! That piece, goodness gracious.
Yeah, wow. That whole grill, you know what I'm saying? That was a very deep piece. You know what I mean? Beautiful piece.
It really was.
You know,
oh, my gosh.
I read that. It was like, man.
Man, I'm emotional. I was trying not to cry. Y'all don't get it. I was like.
I could hear
man,
it
was,
wailing up in your voice, yes.
Yeah, well,
I had to
talk
a couple times. Damn.
You know, Mr. Metaphoria was one of those many layered people. And I feel like this piece is a peel back of another layer of him that you know, lets us know him a little better. And his wordplay and the way that he, this is a dope poem. This is really beautiful. And I'm not sure the person that he's speaking about, but he must have been a great man, and he had a great impact on his life, and he definitely took moments out to remember him and to process exactly
right.
How it must feel to lose him. And that was very beautifully done, very well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Metaphoria, yeah. For sharing that. And Danielle, thank you. I know that
yeah,
had to be difficult
yeah, good luck for
to
sharing
get
that,
through.
Brother.
Ooh. I'm sitting here
yeah.
wiping tears now. Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he was a really good he was a funny guy. He was a really good comedian.
Mm. Oh wow. Thank you so much again. And we're gonna put you back into the queue and get to a few of the poets that we have, but again, thank you for stepping up to bring this peace when our brother is still processing it. You know, like grief comes in stages and they're not all linear. So, you know, sometimes things will trigger you back, some steps that you didn't realize that you were going through. But thankful to the Epiphany family and especially you, Danielle, for stepping up where one of us need to take a step back. So thank you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate
that. For sure. All right. Again, one love, one mic, one sister.
One love, one mic.
All right. Whew. Oh, man. Beautiful work by Mr. Metaphoria. Sheesh. I hope you stay strong. You stay strong. You know, we love you. We do. All right. So we're going to get to our next caller, and it looks like it is another old, new addition. We can't call them newbies because they have been here before us and, you know, can run circles around me. I don't know about you, but definitely give love and respect where it's due. It's a new co-host of our Saturday nights. It's Ms. Gina Storm. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Gina. How are you doing tonight?
Happy Monday. Hey, I was fine until I started crying, but I'm okay.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah, this is definitely
amazing.
When
emotions are felt to the point where they leak out of your eyes, then, you know, peace was amazing. So I salute David Mock for writing it and the Pearl Negro for reading it and y'all for presenting it. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate the love. We appreciate you for being here as well. Thank you so much. We're just taking some time to, you know, remember moments of memory. We're reflecting on moments of memory, and I love to hear your perspective on it.
I had a lot of loss in a very short period of time, like major people in my heart and my life and in my immediate family, like my dad and my grandfather. I lost two cousins and three uncles in 1 year. Like, it's just been horrible, horrible loss. In the poetry community, I don't want to say I've lost count, but I'm sad at the number of people that have been lost in the last couple of years alone. It's been devastating. And I have to put things in perspective like we all do. We have to take some time to grieve. We have to take some time to process past that. You know, you believe that that person's life is ended and they're just for you. So however you process what has happened to, you know, that person who's no longer occupying that body, know that it's a good place and nothing bad is taking place and that they're good. And just have the comfort of the memories and the moments that were shared and sometimes the laughter. They were saying in his piece when someone's funny on purpose. That's their gift to us. So I love being entertained through laughter. I love to laugh. So just look at the good parts and the good things. And that's how we have to comfort ourselves because that person's gone for now and not for always. So that's how I process it.
Well said. Very well said. Very well put. Oh, man. Yes. So, Gina, I would love to hear your poetic perspective on the matter. I know if you want to do one of your, you know, famous freestyles, your key styles, or if you have a piece that you, you know, going to share, we would love to hear your perspective on it. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you. So, yeah, I'm going to actually do a key style because I wrote some words down while listening to everyone else, and then I'll just wrap my piece around those words. So,
okay.
Moments of memory is what I'm calling this, and then we'll see where it goes. My love and my grief run deep, equally. My heartbeat completely, totally sometimes when it's broken due to loss of that person or their love, sometimes just speaking of a lost loved one has to be done for me in the present tense because it comforts me. My heart says, return today, please, for the RIP. Moments of memory. It caused tears to stream slowly, calmly, quietly. No ugly face expression because I'm doing most of it internally. Deep in thought until my own nerves calm. And I return to my center and leave the crying. Still have to live while others surrounding us are dying. And if I put in my pen to paper, because my eyes are leaking, the keystrokes on devices won't be possible because the screen keeps getting wet. It's only because I'm keeping them with me. As I happily reflect, sometimes there's a smell, a taste, or a song that will cause introspection. I'm looking inside of me because I'm looking for the piece of you that you left behind. You see, I'm holding on to you. That's the part I need to keep. These memories and the fondness of the reflection, the positive vibes only that are allowed to invade my space, my heart, my mind. With each memory, I see the sun another day, feeling lighter, my heart not so heavy, pain lessens, only if it's temporary. In peace.
I felt the emotions in that piece, and it seems like it was hard for you to get through. But you know what I felt? It feels like a lot of times when you go through, when you're grieving, you go, it's almost like your 2 feet, you're walking on them, and on one side there's a part of you that is trying your best to be strong and keep on a brave face, and then there's the other part that's like, look, I just need to take a moment to feel this. And then you step on that other foot and it's like, well, I have these excellent memories of this person and this experiences. But the other one, it hurts. So it's one foot in front of the other until you keep walking and get a little bit stronger. And that's how you walked us through this experience, as difficult as it sounds like it was for you. So I thank you for this. I thought that was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Very well put.
That's peaceful. I appreciate that.
Yes. We do. Oh, man.
Gina. I was just
are you
trying
okay?
not to cry. That's all. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stan. Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I was like, let me gather myself because I kept pushing the tears down to the point where it felt like it was closing off my vocal cords. I'm
throat.
Like,
oh, I hate that feeling. Yes.
I'm like, I'm landing this plane. I couldn't get another word out. Yeah,
oh,
I appreciate y'all.
Oh.
I needed that. It's part of the cleansing process, part of the grief. It's a necessity.
It
so thank you for me being able to share it here with
well,
y'all.
Definitely, you know, sir. We appreciate
you're
that.
Most welcome. We do.
One love, one night.
Gina.
One
oh,
love,
wait, before you go. I don't know if we gave just Jay a chance, but you want to give us a little bit, you know, we'd like to give everyone here at Epiphany a chance to give us their perspective on their shows. You know,
okay.
And I do know that you guys, you know, let us know what you have going on here in Epiphany.
Okay, here at Epiphany on Saturday night, although we debuted this past Saturday night, we were asked to do a do-over. So we want to thank everybody who supported us last Saturday. Feel free to come back again, tell a friend. We're trying to have a party that's, like, you know, memorable because we're living right now. You know, we really are. And we're doing it with poetry. So bring your best and let's go because we're here for it.
Absolutely.
Celebrating
absolutely.
Life one poem at a time. Oh, yeah.
Whew.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Celebrating life one poem at a time. Very beautifully put. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gina Storm.
Yeah, appreciate you coming through. You know what I'm saying?
She don't even have to write it down. It's just her natural essence comes through, and it's going to teach you a thing or two. Keep doing what you're doing. We love it. And we will see you on Saturday.
Yeah, me and Jeff Jay looking forward to it. We're going to leave a light on for you.
Okay. All right. We'll be there.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. Woo. Oh, my emotions. I'm trying to keep them under control and make it through, but I'm so inspired by everyone that has come through, and I don't think it's going to be any different because Just Jay spoke of this legendary poet who I've come to hear around the community quite a bit, and I'm just giving him a chance to come on in and thank him very much for his presence here on Epiphany. Mr. Wallace, thank you so much for joining us here on King and Queen's Quarters. Welcome. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Brother Wallace. How you doing, brother?
What's going on, King Atterbury? How you doing, sir?
Everything is good, brother. Appreciate you coming through.
Indeed. We do. We definitely do.
I'm appreciating the show. I'm enjoying it and everything. I'm glad for the opportunity. Now I'm listening. Is there a theme for tonight, or because I want to make sure I'm pulling the right piece out?
So the theme for tonight is moments of. Go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
Moments of memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then I think what I pulled out will be appropriate. Okay.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to give you, you know, step out of the way and just give you a chance to take the mic when you're ready. The mic is all yours.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. This is called I Paint Pictures. I don't just write poems. I paint pictures with words. My pen is my brush that with deft strokes invokes memories. Crafting imagery with literary tools is not the work of fools. It takes a gift from God, a sight beyond sight, visions to craft words, write as you write. I accepted my purpose when I purposed to spill out all this ink on purpose. I tell tales of my life lessons in IMAX, better yet 4D, because my words can make you feel immersed in the scene. Pen game is mean when I describe a scene, so clean. But the ability is not of me. I'm as much a vessel for the reflections as my pen is for the ink, so I add technicolor to my faded pictures of my past, adding vibrancy to history to make you taste and see the revelation in the story. And I do it all with the meditation of my heart and descriptive words. Let my declarations transport you to the place that they speak of. Let your mind play immersed in the action of the movies I display with words, because I paint pictures with words. When I recite what I write, my voice ignites fires in your mind, bringing your focus into alignment with the words spoken as I craft sound into a canvas. Then with expert use of timber and words, motion pictures emerge. My voice is an instrument with vast capabilities. When used with precision, it can cause visions. It can strike the right chord, be so loud it can't be ignored. Mine sounds like a symphony. During any soliloquy, you're enraptured. Melodic notes my voice captures. I speak music. At least that's your ear's interpretation. Whether dissecting myself in reflection or speaking on the Savior's resurrection, exposing the societal restrictions, telling of their pure fiction, I can modulate my voice, invert inflection, and draw you into my heart's reflection. I speak dreams to existence for the duration of my dissertation. My voice has been anointed. It's been made to inspire, and I'll continue to use it to transport listeners as I paint pictures with words. And the elder has spoken.
The elder has spoken.
Dope piece, bro. Dope
yes,
piece.
Woo! Oh. Oh. My gosh. I started out trying to pick up the jewels that you were throwing down, but it's just, your delivery is just so, it's like you're in a ring with Mayweather. It's like, take that. It's like coming at you from all these directions. It's just like so many punches in there, but that was dope. That was really awesome.
Definitely was on point.
I'm a vessel. Okay, go ahead, King. I'm going to give you the floor.
No, I was going to say, it definitely was dope. Brother B, he's going to be on PC tomorrow. You know what I mean? So they definitely could tune into that.
Yes, for sure. Definitely gonna hear more of the elder. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
Appreciate you.
If this is what we have in store for tomorrow, and then I'm hearing also that you're going to be joining the Just Jay and Gina show on Saturday night as well.
Yes, I am. I'm going to jump in there with my Small House of Poetry fam, and we're going to have a good time.
All right.
Okay. No, that's right.
I can Indeed. I cannot wait to hear more. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, bless our airways with your beautiful message and that statement of just ownership of your pen and your purpose. And that's where it all starts from. And oof, that was dope. Thank you. You were
welcome. I appreciate that. Thank you again.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. One love, one mic. Wow.
Right, Queen.
Wow.
Beautiful show.
My heart.
Beautiful show.
It has been, yes. I've been up and down emotional roller coasters. It's been a cathartic experience for me because, you know, for more than one reason, but just to hear the poetry community have a chance to express themselves and show love and celebrate those moments of memories, even amidst the healing process and showing one another how
right.
we can heal through this poetry. It's been so awesome. It really has.
That's right. And you know what, Queen? Let everybody know what's going on and what we got coming up. I mean, the following. I mean, before we close out with some good music.
Okay. You want to let them know or you want me to let them know?
Hey, you the queen. I stand in back of you to make sure that you go
okay.
down protected. You know what I mean?
All
Who
right,
got your back?
All right, well.
Who got your back?
You too. The king. The king.
Let them know again. Who got your back?
The king got my back. Yes, he does.
All right.
Yeah, so make sure that you join us back here next week on Monday. We are going to discuss the topic, and we'll make sure that we get out information on exactly where we're going to take it this holiday season. But, again, right here on the Epiphany Radio Network, Monday nights at 9, make sure that you join us back here for King and Queen's Quarters. Join us tomorrow night on the Poetry Corner, where the topic is going to be. King, if you can remind me.
Tomorrow
is open mic. Indeed.
Not open mic.
So make
it's
sure
just open. You know me.
Oh. Okay. All right. So it's open. Make sure that you join in and, you know, hear the poetic perspective of everyone that's going to be joining us, like the elder, Mr. Wallace, if you've just heard, myself, King, and who else is going to be joining us?
Tomorrow?
Yes.
Special guest. Tune in
special
for the
guest.
Notifications on my Facebook page and all that, and you'll see how it's going down.
All right, that's true. So, yeah, make sure that you tune in. We'll be there, and we would love to see your faces in the queue. You have any closing remarks before we close out with a song, King?
Hey, only thing I could say is just let's all respect one another and present that love for one another. Life is too short, you know what I'm saying? So be vibrant, look alive, and when you wake up in the morning, just present that affirmation. Brand new day, brand new feeling. Let's get to it.
Absolutely. I love that. Brand new day, brand new feeling. Indeed. All right. So, again, I want to make sure that you guys know that tomorrow on the Poetry Corner, that's where to be. Tuesday nights. It's late. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, the Poetry Corner, tomorrow night. Make sure that you're there and then meet us back here on Monday. It's going to be a deep dive into that conversation. I do want to take a time out again and thank author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and For Real Links for making, you know, the whole network possible and always keeping us on our toes. Shout out
to me. You know what he always say? Why be average when you can be raw?
That's right. And also shout out to the entire Epiphany family and King. Shout out to you, the man behind the dream and the man behind these amazing prompts. Thank you.
And much love and respect to you, Queen.
I appreciate that. Also want to take a special moment. Shout out Mr. Metaphoria for coming through. You know, he is in and out, but he's always pushing us behind the scenes. And for him to take that big piece himself and try to share it, that took a lot. And that shows, you know, the open environment that we try to create here for everyone to bring. Come just as you are. We love you anyway, however it comes.
That's right.
And thank you guys for making sure that you hit that one and joining us to share your amazing pieces. And we encourage you to keep writing, keep sharing, and, you know, heal through your art. That's what we're here for. All right? So stay blessed, stay well, and keep going.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Places in my life and time, I've sung a lot of songs, I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now. And I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Through me, 'cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding. Listen to the melody, 'cause my love is in there hiding. Time. I love you
together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany.